Hey, Russell, how are you?
Great, can't complain.
There you go. I know a lot of people probably make the comparisons with you and Drew. I'm not going to mention why. I'm sure you could probably figure out why. But, I mean, how much did you follow what he did as a player and you playing in the Big Ten and you coming up and, you know, having some success early in the league? And I even remember during the Super Bowl, you guys did a seminar together about, I forget what was it, saving money or managing your money or something like that. Just how much did you follow Drew and kind of want to emulate him as a young player?
Well, I followed him a lot, man. I watched him in his college career, and I remember my dad being like, man, you got to watch this guy. This guy is awesome. You know, and him throwing, you know, so many balls against the University of Wisconsin. I remember watching that game, and just, I think he threw 89 passes. You know, so that's when I really figured out who Drew Brees was, and then he got drafted, played for the Chargers, really watched him there. But I really, really started following him a lot and studying him. My junior year of college, and then also my senior year of college. When I went to Wisconsin, I had tons and tons of film on him that I got, and so I just, you know, watched every throw, you know, pretty much he had ever thrown for the most part in the NFL, and so I just really studied him, studied his footwork, studied what he does, you know, and obviously everybody compares, you know, our heights and everything, but the thing I admire about him is his leadership, his attention to detail, his competitive nature. He's very, very clutch. He's very poised in big situations. You see that on TV. You see that when you meet him. And so that's when I really learned a lot about him. And ironically, you know, so I go to the University of Wisconsin, right? I leave on July 1st. You know, I get there. I take a 17-hour ride to University of Wisconsin. I don't get there till basically midnight on July 1st. And so anyways, I actually really about 1 o'clock in the morning. I get there, and, you know, I have this huge U-Haul, you know, 19-foot U-Haul or whatever, with the car on the back, and my buddies are driving my car, you know, and I get there, and the street that I pull onto is Bree Street. So it's just a crazy connection for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I love watching him play. He's a great dude. Playing with him in the Pro Bowl was a special moment for me to really watch him in person, really see how he goes about his business on a daily basis.
Was it spelled the same or just traditional?
Yeah, spelled the same. Spelled the same and everything.
They probably should rip that sign down since he probably did some damage to Wisconsin, I'm sure, in his career. But, yeah, I mean, what as a player, I mean, what specifically do you take away from him as far as the way – and how do you, I guess, put it to your game right now in the NFL?
Well, I think the intangibles are the first things. Like I said, his leadership, his attention to detail, his competitive nature, his poise. Those are all things that I recognize as an athlete. As a competitive athlete, you know, I notice those things. I study the game a lot, and he definitely is one of the best at that, if not the best. I think the other thing in terms of just all the throws he makes, he's so accurate with the football. He has a purpose to everything he does, whether if it's his footwork, whether if it's the type of throw that he's making. And he lifts his other players up. He makes the other guys better, the other 10 guys in the huddle better. That's what I want to be like one day. You know, it's one of those things that I'm a constant work in progress, you know, and I got a long ways to go. He's definitely a great person to look up to.
There's a rumor you used to wear a Saints hat. Is that true or is that false?
Yeah, I used to wear a Saints hat at University of Wisconsin all the time. I'm a huge fan of watching them. So I don't wear it anymore though. I'm wearing
my
Seahawks
hat right
now.
I was about to say you probably hit it this week. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Hey, Russell, the way you guys are running the ball. I mean, you know, last year y'all had a pretty good year doing both. Maybe a passing. Maybe you don't have to throw as much this year, but. Just the way you guys are running the ball right now, how y'all doing?
Well, it all starts with the offensive line. They're moving the feet. They're fitting up on blocks. They're doing a great job of being physical. You know, getting those, you know, as the game goes on, you know, you usually hit those big runs. You know, we're starting off the game getting those 3, 4, 5 yards, and then, you know, Marshawn finds a way to break one, you know. So that's what we want to be. We want to be physical. We want to be able to run the football. And that's all the time, not just this game, not just, you know, just a certain game. It's every game for us. We want to, you know, set the tone, and that's how we want to play, and then play action off of it and do some great things in the passing game and be very explosive. You know, I believe we're maybe the number one team in the NFL in explosive plays, and that all starts with the offensive line and being able to run the football.
What have you seen of the Saints defense? They've kind of improved a little bit in the last couple of weeks against the run defense. What have you seen in them?
Well, Coach Ryan is a tremendous coach. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He has a plan, and he goes with it, and he has his guys flying around. They're very athletic. You have to give a lot of credit to those guys. They have some young guys stepping up and playing at a high level, too. You think about number 32. I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, Vaccaro. But he's doing a great job and fitting in and making plays. There's so many other guys, I can name, but you think about the young guys who have stepped up and made plays for them. And then obviously you have the experienced guys who always make the plays. But it's just one of those things that they have a lot of talent on the football field, all at once. And so we're going to have to play our A-plus football game. We're going to have to play our A-plus ball and just go out there and stay on course, stay the schedule, complete the game-altering plays, if it's throwing it or running it. We got to make those plays.
Russell, how about the cornerback, Keenan Lewis? Have you noticed him much, or maybe you haven't because teams on film that you've seen probably aren't throwing his way very often?
Yeah, Keenan's done a great job on 28. He's done a great job. He's long arms. He's physical to the line. He makes some plays. I believe he has 3 picks this year. He's done a great job. He made some big time plays for the Saints when they needed him. And so you have a lot of respect for him and their whole defense. Really, to be honest with you, their defensive line has done a tremendous job of getting to the quarterback and all that. So we know it's going to be a tough feat. We know it's the two top teams in the NFC. We believe, and it's going to be a great battle. It's going to be one of those, a dog fight, and we're going to be ready for it.
A lot of coaches in the NFL especially say every game's a big game. How does Coach Carroll approach this one? I mean, do you look at it as a really big game?
I look at it as the next opportunity, man. You never know how many days you have in this life. It's like one of those things that you got to respect the game, and every game truly is a championship game for us. And I think that's when we hit our turning point last year when we really started believing in that as players and coaches and even the fans. But, really as players and coaches, the people in this locker room, just believing that every game really does matter. We have to bring our A game every time. And so that allows us to practice at a high level. That preparation for the week really never changes, and it shouldn't. If you have that mentality, that championship mentality, it really shouldn't change in terms of how you prepare mentally, how you prepare physically, and the extra time, the work you put in. So that's the thing that I've noticed about our football team in the past year and a half, 2 years or whatever, is that we've really done that a great job of that. We need to continue that. We can't just step out in the field and expect to win every week. Yeah, we have great talent. Yeah, we have great coaching staff and do some good things. But at the same time, it's the preparation that separates a team, that separates a player. And so we know that we're going to have to prepare the best. We're going to have to do everything we can to have that championship mentality. It'll be a great game. It's Monday night, a lot of lights, all that kind of stuff. At the same time, it doesn't matter. Like I always tell the guys, it doesn't matter where we play it. 100 yards, 100 yards. No matter where we play it, anytime, any place, we'll be ready. And we just have to make sure that we prepare that way and have that mindset.
If there's any team that understands home field advantage as much as Seattle does, it'd be New Orleans. Do you think they're going to come in and be, I guess, surprised by the environment there, or do you kind of expect them to really kind of know what it's about because of the way things are at the Superdome?
I'm always kind of surprised by our environment, even myself. And I'm sure Drew would say the same thing about playing at home. It's just one of those things that it's like, it's unbelievable how intense the fans are. I don't think for them, I don't think they'll be surprised. I mean, they'll know that it's going to be a crazy crowd, and they'll be prepared. Obviously, Drew's an experienced quarterback, and the rest of their guys are experienced. They have a very experienced football team. Coach Payton is one of the best coaches in the National Football League. He'll have his guys ready. But it is a factor. It's real. It's a real factor, obviously. New Orleans is one of those other places that's really loud like that, too. But there's no place like home. Playing here, it's a special moment. It's one of those things that it's like a once-in-a-lifetime type thing. You got to make sure you go to CenturyLink and watch a game. It's really is something special.
Do y'all ever watch the Marshawn Lynch touchdown run from the playoffs? Has it ever been played in the playoffs?
I mean, No, we haven't really thought about that. It's a new year, new opportunity. So, I mean, obviously everybody remembers that run. I remember. I wasn't even on the team yet, but I remembered that run. You know, so we're going to need that type of play from him. We're going to need that physical, relentless attitude from him and the rest of the guys too. It's going to be a huge game, but at the same time, it's a new year. So yeah, we don't talk about that now.
Did you have your Saints hat on that day?
I probably did. Not gonna lie. I don't know. I've always kind of liked the Seahawks, to be honest with you. But I've liked the Saints for a pretty good time now. But obviously, I'm in love with the Seahawks now, and playing here is a special place to play. Coach Carroll's a tremendous football coach. John Schneider gave me an opportunity, the GM, Paul Allen, the owner. So it's one of those things, you just take one day at a time. I can just try to continue to learn, continue to be on that constant quest for knowledge, and continue to grow as a football player, you know, each and every day.
It's supposed to be cold and raining on Monday. As a quarterback, how difficult is it to play in conditions like that? And how much does it help that you're used to playing outside?
You know, I don't mind playing in the rain. I think for me, you know, I kind of love it, really, to be honest with you. I think that it's one of those things that is, you know, if you have big hands, I have big hands, so that helps a lot, being able to grip the football. So it's a non-factor, really, for me. And so, you know, it's just, like I said, anytime I get to, you know, just play the game of football, it's a special moment for me. It's an opportunity, and you just love it.
You mentioned Vaccaro earlier. Just, you know, what have you seen out of the Saints safeties, and especially now that they have all three of them back and healthy, kind of how does that change the dynamic from what
you've seen? Well, they fly around. They're physical. They come downhill and make plays. They just find a way to make a big play when they need it. So, you know, it's going to be one of those games that we're going to have to really understand what we're trying to do, understand what they're trying to do to us, and just prepare the right way, and just capitalize, be poised in the big situations. You know, it's no different. You know, they're going to still blow the whistle. They're going to still – it's still going to be 3rd and 6. It's still going to be, you know, in the red zone. It's still going to be whatever, backed up. You know, all those situations are still the same. You know, and we have a lot of respect for their players, and we know that they're going to do a great job. And so it's going to be, like I said earlier, it's going to be two great teams going after it, and we're excited about that opportunity.
All right, make sure you don't say who dat on Monday.
No, I definitely won't do that. I appreciate you guys. I'll say go Hawks. Thank you.